This is Triple R Midday News with Claudia Dashwood,
Michaela Ortolan,
and Sinead Horn.
More than 119 people have been killed after an earthquake struck central Mexico. The U.S. Geological Survey says the 7.1 magnitude shock was centered about 120 kilometers south of the capital. Thousands fled into the streets in panic as dozens of high-rise buildings in the city collapsed. RMIT University student Adelaide Harvey is currently studying in the capital and says access to information is poor.
All I can hear since the earthquake happened is police sirens, ambulance sirens, fire department sirens, a billion helicopters in the sky, including military helicopters. The people seem really, really concerned, like just walking around the street, and there's a lot of roads being blocked off. I mean, 2 blocks from where I live, a school's been fallen down.
Mexican officials say the death toll is still expected to rise.
Hurricane Maria is bearing down on the U.S. Virgin Islands after devastating the Caribbean island nation of Dominica. The Category 5 storm is the second of its kind in the past month and has had winds reach 260 kilometres an hour. Ascension Martinez from Save the Children says due to the remote location of the islands, concerns have now shifted to the recovery efforts in the region.
Plus, depending on the buildings, the capacity, the sort of buildings, the building structures and all that, you need to realise that the extent of poverty in Haiti means that cleanup depends on the infrastructure.
The storm follows Hurricane Irma, which caused widespread destruction 2 weeks ago.
Australia is supporting President Donald Trump's latest warnings against North Korea. In his maiden speech to the UN General Assembly, the US leader threatened to destroy North Korea. Australia's Foreign Minister Julie Bishop, who's in New York, says while no one wants war, North Korea is a threat to global peace.
The president is highlighting the illegal nature of Kim Jong-un's regime in carrying out numerous, multiple ballistic missile tests and nuclear tests in defiance of international law, in defiance of the UN Security Council resolutions. I think the focus should be on North Korea's behaviour rather than the way the president may or may not describe him.
But elsewhere, the response has been more negative. Sweden has described the president's comments as the wrong speech at the wrong time to the wrong audience. Iran, which was also attacked in the address, said Mr. Trump's remarks were shameless and ignorant.
Health authorities are considering making flu vaccines free for children after the death of an 8-year-old Melbourne girl. Rosie Anderson was sick with the flu for a number of days before she suffered a heart attack and died in hospital. The flu contributes to around 3,000 deaths in Australia every year.
Bus contractor Transdev has been ordered to take 33 buses off Melbourne roads after they were deemed unroadworthy. Transport Safety Victoria conducted emergency safety inspections at the company's Doncaster and North Fitzroy depots earlier this month. 12 additional routine tests were carried out by Vic Roads, but the results have not been made public. Transdev is responsible for 30% of Melbourne's buses, but Acting Director of Transport Safety Victoria, Sean Rodenberg, says the loss of the buses won't affect services.
There will be no impact on commuters at all. Transdev has employed other buses and other operators to backfill the services, so there'll be no impact.
Trams are back to operating normally after a security incident on Glenferrie Road, Malvern this morning. A suspicious package was found between High Street and Wattletree Road, causing the busy area to be sectioned off for several hours. Police have since cleared the scene, saying the incident has been resolved and there is no threat to public safety.
New figures from the Australian Bureau of Statistics show that Melbourne property prices rose by the largest margin in the country during the June quarter. Melbourne prices rose 3% compared with a national average of 1.9%. The annual price movements range from around minus 5% in Darwin to plus 14% in Sydney and Melbourne. The ABS reported an annual price growth of more than 10% nationally to June 30.
In soccer news, the Matildas are set to reach a top 5 FIFA world ranking after marking their 5th successive victory last night. The team beat Brazil 3-2, matching their longest ever winning streak. In the men's, Socceroos skipper Mihály Jedinak has been included in the 30-man preliminary squad selection for the World Cup playoffs in October. Striker Nikita Rukavica, who has not played in an Australian setup for 3 years, has also been recalled to the squad. To the AFL, Collingwood has pulled out of the race for Western Bulldogs forward Jake Stringer. Several clubs are still circling the 23-year-old, with Essendon first in line to land a deal. To the weather. A mostly sunny day and a top of 19 degrees. Winds north to northwest at 20 to 30 kilometres an hour. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of rain. A top of 21. This has been Triple R Midday News with Sinead Horn,
Michaela Ortolan
and Claudia Dashwood.